I have a question about the Ebola policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Secretary Kerry said that the U.S. would like to see airlines continue to fly in and out of the three countries in Africa that have been stricken by the virus and want borders to remain open.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Dr. Thomas Friedman, the director of the CDC, said that about 150 people per day are entering the United States from those countries, and that the policy going forward is to, you know, check them when they arrive to see if they're asymptomatic and to question them to see whether they'll admit that they had contact with someone with Ebola. If they're asymptomatic and they don't say they had contact, then they'll be allowed into the country. And of course, Mr. Duncan did not admit to having contact with a person with Ebola, and he was asymptomatic when he arrived. Dr. Frieden's explanation of that policy seemed to be a sort of cost-benefit analysis, that the American people were getting a greater benefit, both in financial terms and also in terms of our ability to fight the virus.
I'm sorry, do you have a question?
Yes, fight the virus at its source than the price that we might pay by letting people into this country without going through an incubation period from those countries where people are suffering from Ebola. So my question for the State Department is, when measured in terms of American lives that might be affected by this, American lives lost or permanently altered by Ebola, is there a point at which that cost-benefit analysis tips? And it would be seen as a mistake to have let people to travel here without a quarantine period. Is it one American contracting Ebola? Is it five? Is it 10? At what point would the policy have to be re-examined and seen as imprudent?
Well, one, I think what you're referring to in part is some of the new announcements that were made by the White House or are in the process of being made about measures that are being put into place to screen over 94% of passengers arriving from Ebola-affected Western African countries. We continue to take steps and evaluate what steps that can be taken to, of course, not only protect American citizens, but continue to do everything we can to address this outbreak. And I would also note that Dr. Frieden has also made comments that by isolating these countries, it would make it harder to help them, it will spread more there, and we'd be likely to be exposed more here. So there are reasons for finding ways to address this and address it in ways that are don't intervene as with passengers while still allowing these countries to travel.
If the policy is to allow people who have been in Ebola-stricken regions to enter the United States without a quarantine period, is there an acceptable number of Americans that could be exposed to the Ebola virus for that reason? Is there an acceptable number?
I think the CDC has addressed this, as have I. I'm going to move on because I just have another moment.
This is very brief. Do you know, are the embassies in the three countries that are most affected still processing all visa applications?
Yes, they are.
Non-immigrant as well as?
They go through the process that they've typically gone through with all of the screening that is naturally part of this.
Okay, but there hasn't been any other than a question to be asked, hopefully responded to truthfully. There has been no additional procedures
put
in place.
No, not in that process.